Friday edition, Mr. Relevant. I'm Alex Stroph with you from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. As always, joined by the great producer, Tiny Hands, Hunter Vaughn, with me running the show per usual. We're introducing something a little bit different today as we get into the heart of March, some of the shenanigans and the festivities that are coming up with March Madness, and obviously NFL free agency kicking into gear next week. For the next several weeks, we will be joined on Fridays specifically in studio. What a pleasure, a true honor that our buddy Colin Russo's suspension is over from the program, and he will be joining us Fridays going forward.
Let's make this clear. I didn't even know I was on suspension until my triumphant return to the office in, what, like mid-February or something like that? And you guys told me I was on suspension because I
told you on the program you were on suspension.
I asked Stroph one day, I'm like, hey, when's the next time I'm jumping on your podcast? And Stroph's like, you're suspended. I'm like, for what?
Colin, you just don't listen to anyone, so you hear what you want to hear, and
yeah,
then you're shocked.
Yeah, that is his
thing.
Oh,
I was suspended. No, we told you right away.
So I have a couple of bones to pick with Russo. Let's get the animosity out of the way, and then we'll dive into some Badgers talk. We'll talk bar crawls, which Colin is participating in. A source sent us a video that I would like to play on the program at some point.
It's my mother. I don't even know what it is, but my mother definitely sent it.
How'd you know that?
What else? Tom and my mother are like linked on social media, so like he sees everything. She posts a lot. He posts a lot. I don't know what this is, but it's definitely something my mother is airing me out with.
What's brilliant is Hunter just played it, and I didn't throw to it. He just played it. You missed it, though. So I'm not going to have him play it again. We're going to look at it a little bit.
Play it on here?
Yeah, it just played. So anybody watching just saw the video we're going to look at a little bit later. And I'm glad you missed it, as it was right in front of your face.
I have an idea of what this is.
See,
okay.
It's another example of him just like ignoring everything that's happening because the most important thing to Colin Russo is what Colin Russo is saying at the moment.
He came in and started talking about some film he's doing because, oh, it was so great. Yeah. People loved the one I did in class.
I got
it's
multiple
so ridiculous
text messages last night that said the same exact thing from Colin, all because he was at a club. By the way, Colin is a 21-year-old college student. 22?
21.
21-year-old college student. Typically, if you are a 21-year-old college student at the University of Wisconsin, Thursdays are like big drinking nights. You go out, you party. Colin got dolled up in a suit and went to film at a club in Madison a fake fight scene for a YouTube a YouTube thriller that 100 people are going to see. He's the strangest dude I know, but I do love him. I do appreciate him. That's why I want him here on Fridays. But damn it, is he a goofball.
I said this in the office, and I'll say it on air, too. Colin didn't have enough people when he was young tell him that he's an absolute moron.
Yeah, he didn't have enough people tell him he's a moron. Yeah.
So now he just thinks every idea
Believe
he has
Believe it or not, maybe the other way. Maybe I had too many people tell me that, and
That's
I got
no,
really
no,
numb
no
to
way.
It. No,
so
you, you'd be surprised.
No one says the things you say without having the world's biggest ego.
Hunter, last night, 11:28 p.m., I get a text from Colin. Bro, this is the best thing I've ever filmed. Then we talk a little bit. 1:13 a.m. I'm asleep. Holy bleep, I'm thinking about it. Some of the best footage I've ever gotten. I didn't respond.
How about that?
Are you that proud of it?
So I have to see it on the cutting room floor.
Oh my God. You have like your stoner buddy with his iPhone probably. What
no,
do you mean the cutting
he's
room
a,
floor?
He works for the athletic department. He does all that stuff. He's good.
Ethan?
No.
Okay.
Don't even bother.
Don't even bother. There's only so many options.
So yeah, we filmed at Liquid, and, you know, weirdly enough, they were very kind. I reached out to the guy ahead of time. I knew him, and he gave me a full access pass. Like I could go on stage.
Wait, hold on.
Backstage.
They have real passes?
Well, like, the DJs have, like, a backstage area. It's like
sure
a club. So, like, this blue pass, actually.
Oh, you kept it on?
I just haven't taken it off. I just noticed that I had it.
Have you showered today?
Yes.
What time?
You want to hear my day today? I've had a huge day. So
I don't, but I assume you're going to tell me anyway.
So I filmed last night. It was about 2 hours it probably took. Then I got to bed, I don't know, 1:45, 2.
You texted me at 1:33.
Yeah, I was like on my way home at that point.
Okay, continue.
And so I get up nice and early because I knew I had a big day today. I get up at like 6:30 in the rain, walk over to the gym, get stuff done there, head back, eat, shower, go to the library, study for 45 minutes, take an exam, do the exam, finish with it, go to pick up a camera and a tripod set at some building, bring it to my apartment, came right here.
Is this for the passion project?
This is for different story. I'm doing it later. missed the bus, walked in the rain here, walked in here, saw you guys, gonna do this. Then I'm going to W to do the shirt handouts for the bar crawl, making $100 for like 2 hours, which
you
is
are?
Great.
Yeah. You're getting paid to hand out t-shirts?
Yeah.
Can I come?
No. And so after that, I'm going right to the Union to film a performance of a band at a restaurant there called Wrath. And I'm filming that for a project, for an actual something I have to turn in. And I'm doing that for about an hour and a half. Then I'm going to an event tonight with a couple friends. They like somebody's rented out a bar. So that's where I'm going after that. That's a huge
day.
Can
I come to that?
Yeah, maybe. That's a huge day.
What's the event?
It's a like a bunch of... Okay, excuse me. My buddy's fraternity rented out a bar. I'm buddies with him. He's like, you could just come with us if you want.
So you're not in the fraternity?
Correct.
Okay.
And I think they have like a bunch of either Mother's Weekend...
Are frats cool? I feel like frats aren't cool. And now, maybe I'm
has ever thought a frat is cool.
Maybe I'm projecting because I wasn't in one, right? And I went to a smaller university, proud Stevens Point alum, go Pointers. So frats weren't a big thing, right? It's a Division III college. There's like 8,000 students. It's not a big university. So frats weren't really the thing. But I know only few people in frats, right? Okay. Or that have been in frats. Two of which have been on the show this week. One is sitting next to me in Colin Russo. The other is Jesse Nelson. You put those two people together.
Jesse Nelson was in a fraternity?
And they, you know, let's just mix them, those two, and say they have a hypothetical baby. That kid's a loser, right?
So yeah, like, Colin, how are you shocked that Jesse Nelson was in a frat? Of course he paid for friends. Like, come on.
Is that what you think? So,
yeah, that's what a frat is.
Here's the way
friends.
I look
well
at
said.
It.
Well said. You pay for friends.
Here's the way I look at it. It is a good way, at least in my school, UW, to make a big campus feel smaller. And I'm not saying I needed it to feel smaller, but it kind of compartmentalizes a social scene.
You grew up in a New York suburb.
So, and that's not the right word, Connecticut, but yes.
I know you grew up in Connecticut, right. But you were 30 minutes from the city.
45 to an hour, but yeah, 45.
Whatever, that's 30
minutes.
We're
splitting hairs.
Yeah, we're splitting hairs.
Point is, it's a big campus, and listen, I can't just be hanging out with like the people in badgeralls going to class who are from Oshkosh.
Badgeralls?
You know those?
What's a badgeral?
That's the thing.
The
overalls? The stripes, yeah.
Oh.
Badgeralls.
Why didn't you just say overalls?
Badgeralls. But those people are
Why'd
from like...
Why'd you take a shot at Oshkosh?
Oshkosh, Racine,
so, and then you
Hayward,
take a shot at... Hang on. Stop.
I don't think
stop.
Any of these places have colleges. DePere does. St. Norbert.
No, but like they go to school here.
Oh,
those type
sure.
of people, scones.
Why?
You two are scones.
Okay. Is that derogatory?
No.
Okay.
Scones. Wisconsin people.
Yeah. That's
They're
never...
scones?
That's not the term, but yeah.
What is it? Sconies? Shortened.
Sure.
Yeah.
Scones? I don't like
You never
like
heard of that?
It sounds gross.
Uh-huh. That's why it's funny.
To one person on the panel,
there's
yeah.
There's scones. There's people in Greek life. There's a little bit of a mix of both. It kind of makes things a little smaller. It creates a little bit of a community here.
You prefer things. You prefer your things small.
I'm going to let that sit.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you can hate on the whole thing. I mean, when you're, it's only a freshman, sophomore year thing unless you rent something out. But I don't know. I have fun with it.
So you pay for friends?
Sure. Let's go with that. I pay for friends. What about you two? I pay for you guys. You guys pay me to be friends with you.
I don't pay you.
Well, the company pays me to be friends with you.
I don't think there's any friendship included. Have
is
I
that
ever,
just like,
yeah,
is that just
nothing
that,
in my
that,
contract
Hunter,
that says
are we
I'm
friends?
I mean, sure.
Are we?
I guess.
So like somebody like brings up to you, oh, you know, Colin Russo would say, yeah, he's my friend or I work
workplace
with
associate.
Workplace associate.
Yeah.
We yell at each other on Saturdays.
And then they ask you like, oh, you guys acquainted? You know each other? Are you friends? And
would you consider you and I friends?
Yeah.
You
what would?
You,
I haven't answered this same question the opposite way, but I want
off.
You to, yes.
Okay. Continue. Sorry.
So if somebody's like, oh, you guys acquainted? You guys friends? What's the story with that? How would you respond? I'm not in the room.
I'd probably be like, I think so. Like, we work together. Yeah, we're friendly. We're friends. Like,
there you go. I'll take that.
How would you answer to me then?
I would say I'm friends with Hunter Vaughn.
Okay. I don't think he would.
No one would care, so.
Why would I?
I don't think he would say that.
Probably
but I don't
not.
Think he'd say that about me either.
No.
Right? Like, he very no hesitation on purpose when I asked him if him and I are friends. Said, yeah, and just moved on. What about you and I's relationship makes us friends?
Well, you read those texts. I mean, I don't think I'd send that to just anybody. I'm not...
Okay, that's a fair point. I just think you think I care more than I do. Like, that's the misconception I think you... Which is fine. So I think the texts are entertaining.
This is a thing with me. I do think that, like, when something fun like that happens and I'm, like, radiating energy because I'm, like, stoked
you
about...
You think everybody else is also radiating energy?
No, I just need to, like, air it out. I need to tell somebody. So... I texted like a bunch of people.
Why am I on that list?
There's a bunch of people on the list.
Okay, so I'm not like special.
No.
Okay. I see, this is why. This is why I bring it. Okay, anyway. I have a different bone to pick with you.
What's this one?
Because I would like to talk about the Badgers at some point, and we can get into the shenanigans more. What'd you say when you walked in the office today?
Oh, so I was like, hey, what time are we doing your little podcast?
Yeah, what word in there would Hunter and I find offensive?
Little. You call him tiny hands.
Whoa.
Why do you call him tiny hands?
Because he has tiny hands.
Now we're drawing the line at little? Like, really?
Because it's one thing when Strofe is referring to my hands in a way that I have described my hands.
I would be more offended if somebody said I had little hands more than the podcast being little just in passing.
No. Because I have small hands. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah,
but the little podcast line, you're being derogatory towards the work that we do, and we don't appreciate that.
Do you really think I was trying to be derogatory?
Derogatory.
Or do you think I was just trying to annoy you?
No, it was derogatory. You were trying to cut us down.
You sure?
Yep.
I like annoying you. No offense.
Everybody does. See, you're not alone on that.
I like annoying you, and I think it's I think it's funny when you get upset with me because I'm annoying you.
Well, you also are just annoying.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's very hard. You just have to be you.
But that's okay.
It's fine. I own it. Own it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Own it. Awesome. All right. You good otherwise?
Yeah. Good. Happy to be back. I don't think I should have been suspended in the first place.
I'm not going to relive that.
What's your favorite...
I'm all about second
quote
chances.
...quote-unquote party holiday? Let's include Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, St. Patrick's Day,
Halloween,
maybe Cinco de Mayo if that's your thing. I don't know if I count Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
I
not in Madison,
so
Wisconsin.
So those like 6, 7. What would you be your favorite?
I gotta. What about New Year's? New Year's count?
Let's count New Year's.
Yeah, then it's New Year's.
Really? I think New Year's is overrated. Hunter, what do you think?
I'm a big New Year's guy.
I'm 4th of July. It's got the best weather.
I would say otherwise St. Patrick's Day, probably.
What would be bottom of that list? What do you think is overrated? Memorial Day? Labor Day, probably.
Labor Day is not really a drinking holiday. It's a Monday. You got to go back to work the next day.
Fine.
Usually, in the line of work we do, you really don't get Labor Day.
Let's cross off Labor Day. Memorial Day your least? I think Memorial Day is great.
I think Memorial Day is fantastic. It's like the first time you're on a boat. I never grew up with a boat. But
it's
like
summer,
that's
seemingly
one of the few weekends of the year I get in a boat.
That's bridge to summer weather.
Correct. Yeah. But I also view St. Patrick's Day that way a little bit. Like, I have an Irish background.
Bridge to spring?
Bridge to summer.
Okay.
I don't believe in spring. Have I ever explained this to you? I don't think spring is real.
Like, why?
Because I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter and then summer. Fall is real.
This is as modest of a winter as Wisconsin has seen.
Right. And we've already had multiple 60-degree days in the months of February and March.
Are we going to get pounded with like a polar vortex?
No doubt. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. For
That's
sure.
Annoying.
I mean, by no means am I a meteorologist.
We know that.
I know despite the appearance today with the glasses, I do view very
wise. I don't think meteorology is associated with glasses, but continue.
I disagree with that, actually. I feel like the best meteorologists wear eyeglasses. But
how many meteorologists do you know? Zero?
Personally?
Yeah, zero. The other ones are on TV, and they got the slicked up hair and contacts in.
Hunter, can you do me a favor? Can you Google and pull up a picture of Phil DeCastro for me?
I'm trying to do like four things, but sure, man.
I understand. Can you please pull up a picture of Phil DeCastro? You'll understand what I mean momentarily. Now, we will get pounded with a polar vortex or a snowstorm at some point remaining. Yeah, but we'll probably hit 60s a few more times before that happens. Why do you ask the question related to favorite drinking holiday?
Well, because St. Patrick's Day, I guess, is coming up. I don't even know the specific date usually. Doesn't it change every year?
St. Patrick's Day?
Is it always the 15th?
It's not the 15th ever.
Is it the 11th?
Nope, not that either. It is on the day that St. Patrick passed away, which is always the same.
Really? I didn't realize. I don't know.
You probably didn't realize.
I thought it changed every year.
No, it's not Easter, bro.
My fault. I don't know. I thought
it's March 17th every year.
March 17th. Hold on. It's in a week?
It's next Sunday. It's Selection Sunday this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My fault.
There's literally like one holiday.
Does Valentine's Day change?
No. It's February 14th.
What does change? Easter?
Easter. That's it.
Thank you, right.
I guess like Memorial Day, Labor Day would change. Yeah. Because okay. It falls on a certain date. Same with Easter, right? It's a certain Sunday.
Okay.
And Labor Day is whatever, the first Monday of September. Memorial Day, the last Monday of May. So, yes, those change.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day is on the day that St. Patrick passed away, which was March 17th.
Mr. St. Patrick, like, aficionado. I didn't realize, but like, I didn't know that was...
I'm not necessarily an efficient...
aficionado.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So I'm completely derailed. How did we get here?
No, you asked me why I was bringing up the
what's yours?
Party holidays. Memorial Day or July. I would probably say I think New Year's is so overrated. That's probably bottom for me. Bottom.
Why is it overrated? It's very fun.
I think the
champagne.
The highlight of New Year's is the football.
Tell me one time you're drinking champagne and you're like, wow, this is awful. It's the worst. Overrated. You cannot drink a glass of champagne.
You have champagne every New Year's?
Yes. Who doesn't?
Are you a big New Year's kiss guy if you're a stranger in a bar?
Yes.
And really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know the last time I haven't had a New Year's kiss.
That's weird. I don't know about that. Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I went to the Times Square thing once. Most overrated thing I've ever been to my entire life.
I believe that. Don't you have to like stay in the same spot?
Bag
or something?
Uh-huh.
People like attach bags to their little Russos.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I didn't really like ask everybody what their bathroom plans were. But
I do have a picture of Phil, by the way.
Yeah, give me a Phil DeCastro picture. World-class meteorologist. Fox 11, Green Bay. Where's eyeglasses? Continue. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think New Year's overrated. I think Halloween is slightly overrated. I think those are highlighted by the football. But I think the ones with the great weather, like Hunter said, are great. I think Memorial Day is great. That's the bridge into summer. And I think July 4th is usually pretty great. But a lot of people travel during July 4th.
Yep.
And that could be sometimes annoying if you want to like meet up with friends or something like that. And people are like, God knows where, doing God knows what.
Wait, you understand that people are traveling on July 4th because they make plans ahead of time. Like, they don't just live their life willy-nilly. Like, they make those plans.
Well,
so then you're annoyed because, heaven forbid, people have lives outside of Colin Russo. That's what's happening
right
now.
That's not what I was getting at.
That's exactly what you're
getting at. It's the morning of July 4th. I'll text my buddy. It's like, hey, what are we doing today? We're here. We're there.
That's it?
The morning of.
Yeah, you got to plan that out like weeks in advance.
What?
He's right.
No, it's not an idiot thing. It's just, you know, we'll figure it out.
Everybody has plans. Okay. I'm done with this.
Like, what do you plan? What do you plan?
It depends on the year. I don't have anything planned currently because it's March 8th.
Big plans. When are you going to plan yours, huh? April 1st?
No, my wife and I basically already have plans. We'll go to
Racine. Really?
Yeah, we go to Racine.
Is it an annual thing?
Yeah, basically, okay. Yeah. We go spend time with her family in Racine,
okay.
Which, by the way, didn't appreciate you taking a shot at Racine.
I knew you had some sort of connection to Racine, which is why I brought it up. Yeah,
yeah, my wife is from there, mm-hmm. And then I went to Oshkosh. Like, first two places in Wisconsin you rattle off.
You're not from Oshkosh, though.
I'm from near Oshkosh, basically Oshkosh.
Kakana?
No.
No. Other direction.
Not near Oshkosh. Well, okay. It's near Oshkosh, I guess. If
that's the place that smells really bad, right?
Yeah,
because of the paper mills.
I have family there.
The plants, yeah.
you don't stop by?
No, I was there 2 weeks ago.
And it smells?
In some areas, yeah, because of the paper mills.
Okay.
Luckily, where the family lives, no, but yeah.
Interesting. I've heard that.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. What'd you make of the Badgers win last night over Rutgers?
What a disaster this last second half of the season has been. I mean, they played well in that second half.
Yep.
McGee has played with energy all year, so you gotta give him that.
Well, he hasn't played all year.
Well, no, he hasn't. Okay. Yeah. In the first 15 games of the year, 10, 15 games the year before he got hurt, because he got hurt for the Purdue game. That was the game he got hurt. Or the game before.
Before.
Yeah. And before that, he was like that spark plug. I always questioned his minutes a little bit, because Asiacin would never play. But, you know, a game like yesterday, he was the spark plug in that second half. It's funny, it was like Wall's birthday and his senior day.
Yep.
And he was a ghost
he
all
was horrible,
game.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the bigs are so soft. That Selection Sunday is going to be fascinating because it's all going to be about the matchup. If they have, if whatever team matches up with Wisconsin, if they have a good big, forget it.
It's going to be Indiana State. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. It's going to be Indiana State, Wisconsin, 6-11 matchup.
I don't think the Badgers are going to get a 6.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Robbie Avila, that's his name? Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a 6. I think they're going to be like a 7-10.
I don't think they'll be that low.
Yeah. I mean, last year they had 15 losses, and they were NIT. And then the year that they were the 8-9 game, right, with, what was that, the Davison year with North Carolina or something like that?
Yeah.
That they had like 14 losses or 13 losses.
Yeah, but you got to remember.
I know they have better quad one wins.
This is a team that's technically third place in the Big Ten as it stands.
Yeah, the Big Ten,
it's bad, right?
Rough year.
And you have to wait to see what happens with Nebraska and Northwestern, but you get one of those top four seeds, you get a double bye in the Big Ten tournament,
yeah,
which means you're already one of the last, what is it, 8 teams remaining. And you win one of those games, right?
Then you're okay. If you, you lose that first game, they're going to screw you.
Which I wouldn't be shocked if they do, obviously.
Yeah, it depends on the matchup.
You are on the Fire Greg Gard bandwagon?
So, he's never going to get. As long as he makes the tournament this year, his seat is cold. If he missed the tournament this year.
I don't know about cold.
If he missed the tournament this year, that seat is red hot. Two years in a row?
No, that seat's ejecto, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, because maybe McIntosh has a little stones with this type of thing and maybe a short patience with it. But I think I'm not a Greg Gard apologist. I think the Badgers have suffered from one main thing for the past 3-4 years, even when Johnny Davis was here. Demetric Trice years, too. They struggled with adjustments, whether that's year-long going to the second half of the year versus the first, or if that's from the second half to the first half. I think they do not adjust. You didn't see it against Purdue. You didn't see it against Nebraska when they blew that 15-point lead. Oh, my God. You could go down the list of these terrible. Indiana, terrible. And because of that, that is all coaching. If the players, you can't do talent. It's the same team as last year, and they're not developing them. What is that? Coaching. I saw 3 of the players at the bar after the Illinois loss on Saturday. Coaching. That's culture. Change that. You think Danny Hurley, head coach of UConn, will let his players go to the bar after losing at home to Illinois?
No, he'll just get into verbal altercations with fans.
Which is respect. He doesn't take...
I'm honestly Team Colin on this one. I tend to agree.
He said, we'll knock you out. I think he meant out of the tournament. It might have meant in a physical altercation sense. I think it was via the tournament.
Or you could be a grown man and ignore drunk college kids, but, you know, whatever.
But Hurley has a culture. Those guys improve. Those guys don't mess around.
Yeah, he's right.
They walk all over guard. It's like they don't. There's no rules. I saw it. I was in line at the bar, and I saw, should I name drop? Does it even matter?
Go ahead.
Gilmore, Klesmet, and Isaac Lindsay walk up, cut the line. I'm like, first of all, Gilmore, you're with us. And I was in a mood, too, so I was giving them, I was jawing with them. Like, Klesmet, you could get in there. You saved us for like 4 games this year, 5 games. Gilmore, you stay back here with us. Unbelievable. They're inside the bar. That's a culture thing.
You're with us, pal. You're not an offensive threat. Get in the back of the line.
He is awful. Oh, my God.
At scoring, he's good at defense.
He's good, very good defensively.
How's the team defensively?
Not good.
Awful.
No, but he individually is good.
But he individually, yes. He's
unbelievable.
He individually is a good defender. Offensively.
He's been the same player for 3 years. So is Wall. How does that happen? You're a Division I player. Before the NIL days, that's one thing. You're a student athlete. Now you get paid.
There's no way you said that to him.
What?
Klezzy, go ahead, bud.
I don't know if he like registered, but I did say it because Lindsay was looking weird. He was leaning on his shoulder, Gilmore's shoulder. No, not even. No, like casual, like he's trying to be like James Bond or whatever. And I'm like,
I don't know.
Standing there, and I'm like, why are you leaning on his shoulder? And he's like, my fault. I'm like, I caught you there. What was that about? And then they're like trying to figure it out, the bouncer. The bouncer's like 50-50 on like letting him get in. And then we were like, all my buddies are like shooting the crap with them. And eventually, like, Klesmet, dude, yeah, good game today. He had a good game. So I was like, good game today. You get in there. Have a good time. I'm like, Gilmore. That's what I did. back with us. And then I don't think he registered it because, like, whatever. I get it. But think about it. These guys, 3 years. What does he do other than the reverse layups? And he plays a pace. He's a pesky defender. He plays with. He's aggressive. He has a little bit of nuance to his game. He's experienced. He does the same thing he did when he was a sophomore starting on that Dimitri Trice team. That is a disgrace. You're a Division I player. Get in the gym. You're getting paid. You're getting paid to do this.
So you think they're absolutely cooked come tournament time?
What has told you from Greg Gard to the team that the Badgers have fielded all season, especially in the second half, what tells you that this team can win a game against a good conference champion team probably as a 10-11 seed? Mm-hmm. What makes you think that they'd go out there and beat them?
Offense, depth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it depends on the matchup for sure. Like, I'm not super confident they win a tournament game by any means. I'm not going to sit here and make that case. But it's a different season come next week.
What's your take on AJ Storr?
He's streaky. He's good. He's a good offensive player.
Yeah, streaky. He's uber talented. I just think he's wildly erratic.
Good word choice.
Erratic. The second he puts his head down going to the basket, forget it. The ball's going up or flying around.
The ball's going up. It's a matter of if it goes in or not, and it seems like it's very dependent on what night it is.
Right.
Whether or not it does fall.
So, like, the team can drive me crazy a little bit because of these type of things. And offensively, there's not a lot of sets that run. They run it through wall. And then it's this drive and kick all game.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of sets off ball movement. You should watch UConn. And, like, I know they're, like, the best team in the country.
Are you talking to Greg Gard, or are you talking to me?
I'm just generally. Watch UConn's offense, off-ball movements, flare screens, curl screens, staggers, backdoor, constant movement. They get so many schemed-up offensive plays comparatively to Wall reaching around the guy and to a right-handed reverse layup 11 times a game.
How are you as a hooper?
I was a 3-and-D guy. So this is where it gets weird. Listen, I'm not getting paid to play at the Kohl Center. I understand that. I don't have my school getting paid for. There is an obligation, in my opinion, as a college athlete in this climate, you have an obligation to the school, the fans, and your team to try to improve. It's like these guys don't even bother.
I need to defend Tyler Wall here for a second. So I pulled up his stats. I have it here. You can't see it on the video stream. His three-point percentage. So his low was 2021 to 2022. He shot 16%.
Take a look at the attempts.
But then 29% he went up to last year. Yeah. He's up to 30. His field goal percentage, that one has bounced back as well.
Back and forth.
So he did improve.
The biggest thing I think is,
so, like,
from an efficiency standpoint, he's averaged 11 points per game the last 3 years.
Yeah, but he's shooting better. He's gotten better.
But he hasn't expanded his game at all.
I think that's
undeniable.
And
he doesn't have a left hand. Lord knows that.
1 for 6 last night, 3 points, 33
minutes. I'm not here to. I've met the guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice dude.
But
I really like Tyler.
There's an obligation as a Division I. I'm sorry. You have an obligation to the school.
Yeah, but to say they're not committed to improving is garbage.
But they're bad at improving, and that could be a guard thing.
That I will allow.
They are bad at improving, and they don't improve throughout the season. They get worse. That happened last year. Remember, they played Kansas really tough last year early in the year.
Yeah, November.
And then they completely collapsed.
Oh, I was in Mexico for that game. That was lovely.
And they played Marquette really.
I was in Mexico
They played Marquette great. They played Kansas great. They had a great start to the year. Then they fall off a cliff. You know, the Johnny Davis team, they had their high moments towards the end of the year. But the second they got the tournament play, awful. That Iowa State game, game convinced me that Johnny Davis would be a terrible pro.
That is fair. It also didn't help in that game that Chucky Hepburn left early in the second half with the ankle roll. But you're right. I think with Greg Gard, I mean, the knock has consistently been he hasn't made it to the second weekend as the head coach yet, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't made it to a Sweet 16 yet. And that's something that I think early on in this season, it looked like it was a foregone conclusion would happen. mm-hmm. right? When you're 7-1 or 8-1, whatever they were, atop the Big Ten, and you're scoring more points than you have in like 45 years, and the defense wasn't as bad as it is now.
Yeah, that's why I can't get, I read it too much into that. You know, the defense is getting worse while the offense is getting better. It's sort of like a weird trade-off.
It's a trade-off, and I don't know that it's one you're particularly happy about, right?
Right.
Because we talked off air, the brand of Wisconsin basketball has always been defense, wear down the team, wear down your opponent, and score enough.
And the best part about that is that travels. You know,
for sure.
Offense streaks. What the hell happened in the last 10 games?
Right. Well,
offense is
look
terrible.
What they've done on the road this year. Absolutely. They were great at the Kohl Center. Their losses were to Purdue, Illinois, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
We're all top 15 teams in the country.
So if we're going to really, like, give guard a review, what do college coaches need to do well? All right. Let's go through the list. Recruiting. How is Greg Gard in that regard?
He's gotten better.
He's gotten better, but in terms of retaining in-state talent, not very good.
Yeah, it depends if they recruit.
In terms of finding underrated guys, I think he's very good. Blackwell, underrated.
I would agree.
Blackwell, Hepburn was a fairly
sure.
high-rated prospect, but again, underrated. Klesman, an underrated transfer.
Yep.
Those guys are fairly
in-state
underrated.
Guy, by the way. Okay, we gotta pause for a moment. I'm getting really bothered by the bullying going on in the YouTube comment section. Just because I wore glasses today, Joseph saying, Strofe with the attempt at the intellectual look, will it transfer the words out of his mouth? The answer to that is unlikely. Ryan Woolersh on Primetime chimed in, called me a community college professor.
I like that.
I don't think I look that different, other than the glasses. I've worn the outfit I'm wearing on the show before.
They look like blue light glasses.
They are prescription glasses.
I believe you.
Prescription blue light.
No,
don't they
light.
Look like blue light a little
they
bit?
Do.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. That's
like
that's
they have like a weird shine to it.
Screen.
They have like a it's like they have a weird shine to it.
I've also literally never seen you wear glasses before in my life.
Sure, you have.
No, huh. No shot.
Recruiting guard, not great. Adjustments guard, awful. What's another thing? I had them all in my head just now.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, bud.
Team toughness. Culture. Terrible.
That's not true.
Culture's great.
What's wrong
point
with
me
culture?
In that direction. They don't perform well in big games. That's the culture. They go to the bar after losing to Illinois at home. That's culture.
So that was not last week?
Yes, it was last Saturday.
Oh, I missed that part from the story earlier.
Yeah.
I thought this was like way earlier
no,
in the season.
No, this was last Saturday after they lost at home. That is rough.
I don't love that.
No.
However.
Get out of the bar. I would always see Jordan Davis at the bar after a game. Dude, where's your brother? He's in the gym getting shots up.
Wait, did you know that for a fact? He was in the gym getting shots up?
Probably not. But
okay, so then don't just start dropping that.
The bar,
like you know for a fact that's what
well,
he's doing.
No, I know where he's not, and he's not at the bar. Chucky had that problem, too. He's better now. But
it seems like you have that problem.
It doesn't matter if I'm at the bar. It doesn't. I don't get paid to go to school here. I don't get paid to play basketball here. Sixth overall.
What?
The sixth ranked team,
excuse me.
Fell off a map. You should be sick to your stomach.
Didn't receive votes this week for the first time all season.
And they don't deserve it.
No, they don't.
You got to be sick to your stomach. And a lot of it, in my opinion, points to guard.
Interesting.
Think about it. Another good thing about coaching.
Oh, here we go.
Player development. Point me in the direction.
I feel like he's giving a PowerPoint presentation about the fundamentals of coaching. And it's an unbelievable presentation.
Player development. Let's go down the list.
Yeah, let's do it.
Crowell has improved.
He's got a spreadsheet on his PowerPoint now.
Crowell has improved, but he's stagnated a little bit, but nonetheless, he's gotten better. Wall, to Hunter's standards, has gotten way better. To my standards, has improved.
I didn't say way better.
His experience is shown. Is Hepburn a better player now than he was?
Yes, undeniably yes.
Yeah, I mean he's a better point guard.
Scoring is down, but he's a better point guard.
He's a better point guard.
Yep.
I completely agree with that. He doesn't score as much. I agree with that. Asijan, whether it's a confidence thing, playtime thing, he's off the map.
He doesn't play.
He doesn't play.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, well, you got to play a little better. Got to get a little better at basketball.
That's parts fair.
Yeah. And these guys are not leapers in development.
Leapers?
Yeah. Maybe Johnny Davis. Maybe. Maybe Johnny Davis.
He made a big jump.
Yeah. Other than that. And Johnny Davis is a professional prospect.
What about some of the young guys? You mentioned Klesmet, mm-hmm. like, who was a transfer last year. It seems like he's gotten better.
I think he's
still streaky, but
he needs confidence. That's what his thing is.
And then John Blackwell, who kind of came out of nowhere.
And he just came out of the scene. He's played well all year.
Yes, when he's given the opportunity, and last night he was huge for them off the bench.
And then you haven't seen anything from Winter or Yaldin, which I don't think you will. Because
you've seen a little bit from Winter. You won't see anything from Yaldin. Winter, they're going to redshirt him.
He stinks defensively. They should redshirt Yaldin, but Winter stinks defensively. He hasn't played himself out of the lineup.
Get caught smoking a little weed.
Yeah, he's only half in the bag. Listen, this team desperately needs a Chris vote from 2 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sizable player that could match up. That's why they played
Edie. Where did he transfer to? Utah?
He was at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, that's what it was. But he came from Cincinnati.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't think he went anywhere. That was his grad year.
Who am I messing him up with? Ben Carlson is who
Ben Carlson. Another guy.
He went to Utah.
What's with guard and going after these Minnesota, St. Paul, local high school, skinny, scrawny, white guy, big men?
Do you want a legitimate answer here?
Yes.
Typically, coaches have a relationship with the high school coach then, and then they just have kind of more access.
I believe
that.
So
they believe they know more about those players.
I don't need five guys from Lakeville North on the Wisconsin Badgers.
Well, you have two currently. You'll have two next year.
And then Nate Reavers went to Lakeville North, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's four.
That is okay. Listen, like three might be a party. Four is a crowd. Let's be honest, right? Five. Oh, my God. Packed. A little too much. A little too much. The kid from Wisconsin Lutheran.
Con Knappel. He chose Duke, though, right? Like, that's a Jalen Johnson, Tyler Hero type thing. You're just going to... Colin, hear me out for a second. You grew up in Connecticut. You were a 3-D guy for New Canaan High School.
All right, here we go. Okay, continue.
Let's just say you were much better than you actually were. You didn't have the back issues you had because you're an old man. It was back, right?
Yeah, that was my sophomore year.
Okay. Well, let's just say that never happened, right? And you just continue to evolve.
Would I be a collegiate athlete?
Were you a much better player than you were your senior year than you were your junior year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying
my
to...
My junior year...
Making sure your PowerPoint adds up to you. You're not a hypocrite. So let's just say you were a much better player.
I agree with that. Like, improvement comes with experience. Improvement comes with doing all that. But there's also an obligation that transcends just getting better at the sport. You're getting paid to do this. The standards change. You begged and begged for NIL for years. You get it? All right, now you get paid. You get to profit off your name and image and likeness. Guess what? Standards change.
So you are recruited. You are offered scholarships to Duke, Kentucky, UConn, Wisconsin.
UConn pre-cut Dan Hurley, I guess, at the end of Dan Hurley, or at the beginning of Dan Hurley.
Yeah.
Okay. Krzyzewski?
Where are you picking? Krzyzewski, yeah.
Krzyzewski's still there.
Roy Williams is still at UNC.
I wouldn't go to Calipari.
Kansas self.
I wouldn't go to Kansas. Part of me likes the idea of being that annoying Duke guy. Like, if I was great.
That's my point.
If I was great.
That's my point, so you can't blame guard.
I can blame guard for not. No, but generally for Wisconsin and state recruiting, can you?
I would say he gets the ones that... Makes sense.
I mean, example.
Like Nick Janowski, Kinzinger.
I always
screw those two up. Yeah.
Janowski's going to Nebraska.
That's right. He missed on Janowski. So, to your point, that's a fair point.
People say it all the time, and I don't know all the names, but Wisconsin has good hoops. Like, a little bit more of a circle around the state wouldn't hurt. Chris had the same problem. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just hating at this point. Probably am.
Sounds like you are.
You are.
But I have standards for Wisconsin Badger basketball team. Can you sue me? This team, think about it. The last 4 years of Wisconsin sports, my collegiate career. So
it's been a rough ride for
Hence
you.
My bias. Why did I come to school here? I came to school here because it's good in two sports. Football, basketball. Like historically, recent years, whatever. Last 4 years has been as bad as Wisconsin has seen in years.
It's been a rough go for you.
So.
What's the best bowl game you saw? The ReliaQuest Bowl?
It was the Duke's Mayo Bowl my freshman year.
Okay, they broke the trophy.
Yeah, it was a guaranteed rate bowl. It was the Relinquest Bowl. What was my sophomore year? Who'd they play?
That would have been prior to...
That was after Duke's Mayo, before Guaranteed Rate.
Who? What was it? Vegas? Were they in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah, it was the Vegas Bowl. And, wow.
Wow, nothing, you really crushed it.
Nothing to write home about there. And what has the basketball team done? They had a great year with Johnny David. That Purdue game where Chucky hit that
game.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Still my favorite Badger game I've been to.
That would have been your sophomore
year. Sophomore year. Then, great game against Purdue. Then they go into the tournament and stink it up.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
Hey, they won
God.
The first round game.
Colgate, who everybody thought they were going to lose that game because they led the country
threes.
In threes. Yeah.
That's right. They
everybody
really
thought
shoot
they were
going to
lose. There was like a 3-14. Yeah. Everybody thought they were going to lose that game. But sue me for being upset about it, but hey, I have high standards for what a college basketball team that returns every player on the roster, every single player on the roster, and improve with outside guys.
They won the Maui your sophomore year.
You get the same team as last year, and you bring in Blackwell, who's a very good contributor, and Storr, who's an excellent contributor.
No love for the NIT run?
When they went 8 minutes scoreless against North Texas?
Yeah, that's the one.
Uh-huh. My buddy was going to go to that game. He had his tickets
NIT
bought to Vegas. He had to get refund him after that game.
Hey, men's hockey is good this year.
Yeah.
Women's hockey is like the Alabama of women's hockey.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a hockey guy.
I like the men's hockey. I don't get into college hockey. I really don't.
Why?
I think hockey...
Not my cup of tea either.
I think the Frozen Four is awesome. It's similar to the NHL. I can't stand the NHL regular season. Without stakes, I think hockey takes a toll. I think you can notice when there's not stakes.
Interesting. I don't think that's true.
I think you can in the NHL.
All right. Couple of things.
Go ahead.
Couple of things. I want to pivot out of the Badgers. They lose at Purdue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page there.
They get out of the first game of the tournament?
It depends.
Depends
on the matchup.
On the matchup, but I'm a 60-40 no.
I would guess they probably do.
They're going to be such... That's going to be such a popular upset if it's like a 10-7 or like an 11-6. That is going to be such a popular lower seed win.
So when we talk next week, we will be in the midst of the Big Ten tournament. Now, I think we talked about this on Wednesday. I haven't solved the issue. Jesse Nelson, who is technically our boss, which is a wild sentence, he scheduled the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Yep.
Took us off Friday.
Yes.
Because the state tournament's going on. I still intend on doing a show next
week. What do you mean scheduled a show? Like in place of this?
No, he just said we're off Friday. So he scheduled us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rather than a normal Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I still intend to be here. Turned off my own mic. I'm so fired up. I still intend to be here on Friday. So I plan on being here in the middle of the Big Ten tournament. But when we talk next week, do you think the Badgers are still alive?
What would that be? That would be the second game?
That would be...
They would have to win on
Friday.
That would
be the random eight. So if they get the double bye, they're alive nonetheless.
Their double bye is on Friday, though, I thought, right? Because they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, so it would be the round of eight Friday, the round of four Saturday, and then the championship Sunday morning.
All right, do I think by
the
time...
So if they get the double bye, if they win on Sunday, they definitely are alive and we're good to go on Friday. If they lose Sunday, depending on how Northwestern and Nebraska shake out, they could be playing Thursday.
Yeah, I think whatever game that is, I think they're going to lose early in that Big Ten tournament. But they probably know they need the games. I don't know. There's going to be a couple other teams. Badgers are pretty locked into a tournament spot. There's a couple middle-class teams.
They're locked in.
Yeah. There's a couple middle-class teams that could use a little bit of a run. So I don't know how motivated they're going to be. I have no confidence in this team. I don't care what happened yesterday. And it was a good win. Rutgers kicked their ass.
When they went to Piscataway?
Yeah.
Oh, that was brutal. I turned that game off.
That was one of the worst games I've ever watched.
It's the only game this year I've turned off.
So, forgive me for not having confidence in the team. I'm going to need to see it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah. I'm going to need to see it.
I don't trust Nebraska if it's not on their home floor.
I agree with that.
So, I feel better about Wisconsin than I do about Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But Wisconsin, shoot, they can't win on the road either.
Yep. Indiana would be a pain because they got the good bigs.
Yep.
And then Illinois, of course. Like you don't
I don't trust them again, Northwestern, Illinois, or Purdue.
Yep. Northwestern's got pretty good size.
And I wouldn't even say Northwestern's like a terrifying basketball team.
Yeah. But
I trust them more than the Badgers as it stands on March 8th.
Yep.
So, I mean, those would be the three teams.
The Badgers escaped that game at home in the Kohl Center.
They sure did.
They escaped that game. Klusman saved them. How many games has Klusman saved them from this year? Three?
Three, at least.
Indiana?
Marquette.
Marquette, Northwestern.
Yep, at least. Are we missing one?
Maybe. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I can't either. It's at least three.
Him personally playing hero ball.
Yeah.
The reliance on hero ball drives me crazy.
And the thing, the knock on them last year was they lacked so much offensive firepower, right? Yeah. Like, they just didn't have a true guy. And you thought when A.J. Storr came in, and really early on in the season, he was that guy.
Yeah,
right? Like, he's going to be the reliant, heavy scorer. But as I called him earlier, he's a little bit streaky. So it's hard to depend on him night after night. He's your best offensive presence, right? Without a doubt, number one best offensive player in the Wisconsin Badgers is A.J. Storr. Night after night. But
he's not a closer in my eyes.
Not always. And that's where Klesmann needs to have a miraculous half like he did in all three of those games we just mentioned.
Yep.
Right? It's never, and the thing with Klesmann that confuses me is it's never a full game. It's always one half. He does the majority of his scoring in, and then he's quiet
the other
half.
He doesn't stack.
It's very strange to me. But anyway, we will see. I imagine we both think they lose at number three Purdue Sunday. And we'll see when we revisit Monday where the Badgers are seated come Big Ten tournament next week. Joseph S. says, I love how he says the word tournament. Is he an East Coaster?
It's tournament, yeah. Not tournament. Tournament. Not like it's big. Minnesota. It's Minnesota and bag. I'm looking at you, Hunter.
Why are you looking at me?
Got 11 quarterback names. I want you to rifle through where they end up.
NFL?
Correct.
Okay.
No. College transfer portal.
No, high school seniors.
Come on, man.
Incoming where high do you school think, seniors.
Did you look at the rundown? Goodness.
Incoming high school seniors. What college will they commit to? Cole LeCrew. He's already a Badger. I'm just kidding. All right, Russell Wilson's the first name on the list.
I think he's going to be a backup somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's going to have to sign for cheap. I don't think anybody's going to go after him. He's not going to Pittsburgh. I don't think he's going to Atlanta.
Really? I disagree.
I think you're going to see Fields. I don't want to jump ahead, but I think you're going to see Fields and Cousins in those two spots.
Interesting. The next name is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I think Cousins.
Well, you didn't give me an answer. Where's Wilson going to end up?
Watch him be like a backup.
Arizona,
Tennessee, something like that. Maybe Las Vegas if they don't get a good quarterback in the draft. I could see him there. I'm going to go with Vegas. How's that?
Okay, I like it. Kirk.
I'm going to trade either to Pittsburgh or Atlanta. Let's go to Atlanta.
Okay, interesting. Baker.
I think he's going to stay put.
Yep, I agree. Justin Fields.
I think hopefully they could get rid of him. Seattle or Pittsburgh?
Seattle.
Yeah.
Interesting. You think they're done with the Geno Smith experiment?
Yes. I think they,
Okay.
And you know, Carroll's a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. I don't think McDonald is. So
he's a defensive coach, so that would make sense.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Ryan Tannehill.
Tough one.
Does it matter?
Yeah. I could see, watch freaking Denver pick him up.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, Hunter agrees with you on that. He thinks Tannehill ends up in Denver. Caleb Williams, Bears?
Yep.
Jaden Daniels?
A lot.
He'd go two or three overall.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to the Giants. I think the Giants are going to make a move for him. I think May is going to go second. So let's go with...
So you think May is with the Commanders?
I think Daniels would be on the Giants.
Interesting. You don't think the Patriots snag him at three?
It depends. It's not Bill Belichick. If Bill Belichick was running that team, I don't think so. But with Gerard Mayo,
Elliot Wolf.
Let me change my answer. I'm going to go with the Patriots. Makes sense there
for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
and then Drake May Commanders.
Yep.
How about JJ McCarthy?
If he goes to the Giants, that guy.
That's where I have him going.
Wow, I don't think they're going to get him. I think he's going to be a backup role. I mean, watch Seattle pick him up.
Okay. What about Bo Nix?
I think that's going to be.
You got as much tape as you could possibly want on the guy.
I think that can be a steal. I think I like Knicks.
He's a billion years old, though.
Watch Minnesota get him.
Fun pick. I like that. I like that a lot. Last name for you, Michael Penix.
See, I was right when I said Knicks, to Penix would make a little more sense to Minnesota, but
Hunter has him going as well.
I think.
Yeah, in the second round, though.
You two in lockstep.
I think they'd probably move up. But, all right, I don't like that. Okay, I'm going to go with Penix to Minnesota now, and Knicks to, I'm thinking of quarterback needy. No AFC South, no AFC East, really, other than the Patriots, which I already got. I don't know. That's a tough one. You think he'd be a backup somewhere? He's like 28 years old.
He could sit for a year and then.
Yeah. I don't want to think too long about this, but.
Too late.
Yeah. Watch.
Yeah, he's clearly thinking about it, so.
Yeah, I'm a little stumped on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, let me think about it. If I come up to something later, I don't know. That's like, I'm thinking about the last quarterback needy team.
Let me ask you a question, then we can come back to it. Okay. What is the Jacksonville Jaguars' number one need in free agency?
Cornerback, and interior.
Did you say quarterback?
Corner.
Oh, with a C.
Yep.
Okay.
And interior offensive line.
Okay, so really boring positions.
Well, they need a corner because they just changed their defensive scheme, and they dropped it. They dropped two guys.
Who's the biggest running back in the open market? Saquon?
Yeah. He's going to go to Houston.
You think he's going to get a lot of money or no?
I think he'll get more. I think Houston's going to make sure he goes there.
Why?
I think that would be a really... what was the one problem with Houston? They couldn't run the ball. And partially a running back thing, partially an offensive line thing. Get Saquon in there? That would be dangerous. And I hate to say that, but I could totally see that. I could see them going after Calvin Ridley, too.
Is there a chance you jump bandwagon from the Jags?
No. They drive me crazy, but no.
Okay. Who else do you cheer for in sports?
Charlotte Hornets. Because of Kemba.
Can we play a game of word association?
Sure.
So I'm going to say a word or a couple of words. You just tell me the first thing you think of. Historical perspective of the Oakland Athletics.
Great. 9 championships.
Okay.
11. Excuse me.
Your lifetime perspective of the Oakland Athletics.
Terrible. good years in 2018, 2019, but yeah, pretty bad. Bad in postseason.
Cocoa Crisp.
Awesome.
You referring to the cereal or the human?
Human.
Okay. Kemba Walker.
Reason I'm a Hornets fan.
The UConn Huskies.
Love UConn. Dan Hurley. That's the GOAT right there. I went to the UConn Marquette game. UConn friends and family section, row 1, seat 1. How's that?
Cool.
Thanks.
The row 1, seat 1. You could have just said front row.
It wasn't like front. There was like a
row
team.
1, seat 1.
It was like team second, whatever. But it was a great game. It was fun. Whatever.
So your brother, I guess context is important here. Your brother was a graduate assistant last year.
For
at
2 years. For 2 years.
For the last 2 years. And now he's in Arizona?
Yeah, who stink.
How bad?
They're like 8 games under 500, and they got their first round game on Saturday against Idaho State.
I didn't even know Idaho State was a college.
Yeah, they just beat him in they beat him in double OT, 97-88.
Who beat who?
Northern Arizona did, 94-88. And last week and 2 weeks ago, they beat Eastern Washington, who's like was like close to being ranked.
Okay.
And they're like their best team in the Big Sky, and they knocked them off. They're gonna need to make a run. Yeah, they stink. But
poor
you
coaching.
Know, think about it. Yeah, Shane Burkar. one thing that Sue Dalton necked from Big Sky Northern Colorado.
Connect.
And
Tennessee guy. Yeah,
I think he's Player of the Year too. I think he's best player in the country. So. But other than that, yeah, so he's at Northern Arizona now. But, you know, UConn, I don't know what he's going to do because UConn, he could go. It's coaching carousel.
Sure.
And UConn's got a lot of great assistants. They got Bill Murray's son, Luke Murray, is Hurley's.
The son of the Bill Murray.
He's the right-hand man of Dan Hurley. He's the offensive head coach.
Oh.
36 years old, elite recruiter. He's young. He's going to get a big-time job.
So you're telling me your pops and Bill Murray were in similar shoes last year?
Weirdly enough, my brother and I were at a UConn game. This was like a year before he joined them. And we saw Bill in the corridor just by himself.
Oh, well, you're on a first-name basis with Bill Murray.
Well, we saw him. And I don't think Bill like remembers what like yesterday was. And
oh, well, that seemed like an unnecessary shot.
Why do you do that? You just take random
just
shots that you don't
He just
need
seems
to take.
Lost. He just, whatever. And
so
we
not
see
a
him.
Bill Murray fan.
So we go up like, hey, Bill, how you doing? Like, we start like, you know, talking about the UConn game. And like, you gotta be weird with him in order to get as you'd expect. You gotta be weird with him to get a conversation out of him. You know? He's not gonna give you like, oh, how you doing? Like, he's not gonna do that. He's not gonna be like due diligence. You gotta give him something weird.
So what'd you hit him with?
So apparently, my brother was almost went to Charleston University. Or College Charleston. And apparently Bill's a big Charleston guy. So we're like, Charleston, don't see it. Like, he's like, what do you mean you don't see it? You don't see Charleston? He's like, do you go there? I'm like, no, I go to Wisconsin. I'm going to Wisconsin. It was the year before. I'm going to Wisconsin. Why aren't you going to Charleston? Wisconsin's a better school. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's like, have you been to Charleston? It's like, no. And he's like, my brother has. He almost went there. He's like, you almost went to Charleston? He's like, you went to Charleston? He's like, no, I went to Tampa. He's like, why didn't you go to Charleston? He's like, have you been to Charleston? He's like, yes, I've been. I just didn't want to go. It's a great school. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it was the main corridor. People are walking around, like, double taking because he blends in well. I'm like, is that Bill Murray? What was that? It was odd, but his son, Luke, is a good guy.
Really
great
advocates
coach.
For Charleston.
Yeah, and Luke and Tim, my brother, have a good relationship, so maybe that could be something down the road. But that's why.
I'm just looking forward to the day.
They fire Greg Gard, pick up Luke Murray.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your brother.
Well, Luke Murray. Get Tim over at instead of the clowns they got in the coaching staff now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That does it for us today. Where's Michael Penix going?
Where's my video?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the video. I also forgot about the burger bracket, which we'll get to in a second. We've got a couple more things to do.
Yeah, I figured it was this video. Hey!
Yeah, so what's going on here?
Dude, I'm killing it. You see this? Hunter, see these moves? Hey! So, my cousin's wedding was last
week. What are you doing?
I don't know, dude.
Finger guns. Dude, you've been on this program before talking about how well you
Kev,
can line
does
dance.
Does he look like Drake?
Drake the rapper?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean?
My fault. I thought he did.
He looks nothing like Drake.
It was my cousin's wedding, and it was in New York, and I don't know. He's in a dance circle. Nobody else is in there. Mom's like, get in there. I'm like, sure.
Who said get in there?
My mom.
And she's the one who took this video.
I assume if Tom Olsen got it, that she found it on social media and messaged it to him or something.
No, she posted it on social media. Your mother posted this on her Instagram page, yes.
Damn, I didn't know that.
your mother posted this. This is from your mom's Instagram page.
I didn't realize that. She's got a lot of followers, too.
Oh, I know.
What?
Do you follow his mother?
How do you think I got the video?
You didn't get the video. Tom got it.
No, I got the video.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Stupid. Fire Greg Gard. Nobody cares about Oshkosh.
What?
We got to do one of these at Stevens Point, too.
Yeah, we can make
you
a trip.
You ever see the podcast? It's like podcast, but outside, and these two guys, they just bring a couch wherever they do it.
Yeah, you brought this up before.
Yeah, let's just do one of those in Stevens Point.
Yeah, I'm in. I got a place we can do that. A couple places we can do that at.
Mm-hmm. You could... We'll do one in Oshkosh.
No, should we make the tour? I'll be in Oshkosh the first weekend of May.
For what?
ACW Wrestling.
Oh, that's right. We were going to maybe... Am I invited to that, or do you think I'm going to be too disrespectful?
Well, the hotel rooms are booked, but you're more than welcome to join me at the event, yeah.
But I might be too mean, though.
Mean to who?
You, because I'm going to make fun of you.
You don't like scripted wrestling?
Well, no.
You didn't watch you're in the age where like you could watch wrestling in the prime age of like 2007, 5. That was the prime age of WWE.
Yeah, when I was in like 5th grade, I watched it a little bit and then I realized like, "Oh, this is really stupid."
So
was today's episode of Mr. Irrelevant.
You saw like Randy Orton like take Stephanie McMahon and pile drive her into the ring.
It's true, that did happen.
In front of Triple H, her husband. And then kissed her unconscious body in the ring in front of her husband.
True, it happened.
You watch that, and you're like, some of this is not scripted.
let's take a look at the Badger Club burger bracket. We're down to the enticing eight locations in the Madison area. Here are the ones moving on. Tipsy Cow Sun Prairie taking out 1855 Saloon and Grill on the bottom left side. We had a tiebreaker overtime in the Savory 16. Monks on Prairie Brass Ring. Brass Ring prevails in the overtime poll, taking on Wannabole in the Enticing Eight, looking to punch their ticket to the Flavor Four over the course of this week. Another side of the bracket, St. Louis region. Tipsy Cow Downtown. Double Tipsy Cow appearance takes on Byrock, which, by the way, I think there's been no more support for any of the locations in the burger bracket than Byrock. Byrock into the Enticing Eight. In the Canton region, Opass Pub and Barneveld takes on 107th State in Madison. Those are your eight locations remaining in the Badger Club burger bracket as we crown the best burger in Madison. 1 week from Monday, we're live at the winning location.
Really?
Yeah.
Who votes?
everybody on Twitter at ESPN Madison, at Lake Louis Beers. We'll have enticing 8 polls posted today and tomorrow. We'll have the winners. The Flavor Four. Is it Flavor Four? You name
yes.
these.
Yes. The enticing 8 to go on to the Flavor
enticing
Four.
Enticing 8's clever. I'll give it to you.
Can I share something before we close up here?
Because you haven't the entire show.
So for a class, I get credit by submitting a question, like a discussion question, and you have to submit it, like a screenshot of it on your computer. I submitted one for 1 point in one of my video game class. So let's just say I'm not breaking barriers. We're not solving atomic theory. Let's just put it that way. My
the
point
second
is,
time he's used that line.
Yeah,
on
it's
this,
true. Yeah.
Like,
my
what?
Point is, I submitted my one of the random questions, whatever. And I
okay, what
took,
was the question?
I took the black ink line, you know, on the computer, and I just circled it. It was thin. It wasn't that, whatever. The TA gave me a 1 out of 1, had a note with it.
Uh-oh.
He said, the black circle on black background, I hope you're not planning on graphic design there, buddy.
Whoa!
Hold on a second. Who the hell is this guy?
Buddy. You just got buddied.
He buddied me and said, I hope you're not graphic design. Dude, what is your deal? TA of a video game class? Really? Moral high grounding me with a freaking design pencil?
We're back with you Monday, breaking down the Big Ten tournament, which will be set. The field will be set Monday. Looking at the rest of the field of college basketball as we get ready for March Madness. Election Sunday, only, what, 9 days away? Oh, baby, can't wait. We're back with you Monday. It's Mr. Relevant. Thanks to Colin. Thanks to Hunter. I'm Alex Stroff. We'll talk to you Monday. Peace.